This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 24th. God's word to you today is stay sharp. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 12, verse 2, from the Voice Translation, and it says, "Now stay focused on Jesus, who designed and perfected our faith. He endured the cross and ignored the shame of that death, because he focused on the joy that was set before him. And now he is seated beside God on the throne, a place of honor." There is a path that God has set before you. Accept the uniqueness of that path and accept yourself. Turning away from it means postponing the greatness of your life. The earlier you embrace your path, the earlier your glory begins. The earlier your promotion comes. Embrace your path. Embrace your life. Just accept it. Your path is different from that of everyone else in your family. You cannot be like your siblings. All my siblings live outside the country. I was going to leave Nigeria and the Holy Spirit said to me, "This is your path. Stay here." Is it comfortable? If you make your life decisions based purely on comfort, you will miss your destiny. What is the path that God has put in front of you? Stay on your path. Walk your own path. Run your own race. You are who God has made you to be. Accept it. John 18 verse 11 from the Voice Translation says, "Jesus to Peter, put down your sword and return it to the sheath. Am I to turn away from the cup the Father has given me to drink?" In many cases, the way of promotion is through pain. The way of success is through suffering. But when you submit your story to God, He turns it around for His glory. Embrace it. Everybody wants to pray through and break through. But the truth is, sometimes we cannot pray away the pain. We have to pray through the pain. Sometimes we look for the anointing that will take away the pain. The anointing is awesome, but God says, "No. You will have to go through the pain because I want you to be promoted. I want you to be like me." That is how God has set it up. Embrace it. Some people come to me requesting that I lay hands on them so that the pain of their promotion will go away. I say, "No, I will lay hands on you so that you will be strong enough to pray through the pain so that then you can embrace your promotion." False promises from the pulpit have become a norm, but it still remains a lie. Read your Bible for yourself. You will fulfill your destiny. Follow God's path and stop looking for abracadabra. Stop looking for magical shortcuts. God has said it. Embrace it. God has it worked out for you. Embrace it. The interesting thing about it is, before you can confidently embrace it, you have to see beyond it. If you do not see beyond it, embracing it is not easy. Hebrews 12 verse 2 from the Voice Translation says, "Stay focused on Jesus, who designed and perfected our faith. He endured the cross and ignored the shame of that death because he focused on the joy." Let us pray. Father, I fix my eyes on you and I focus on the joy, promotion, the wealthy place and the seat of honor that lies ahead of me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.